Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Along with glory and praise to the Lord and the enrichment of the people, here's the divine assessment of the battle's other results. Quote, "Then they returned to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them rejoice over their enemies." 2 Chronicles 20, verse 27. Joy and rejoicing is the result of a people letting God be God in the difficult challenges of life. Second, quote, "The fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they heard that the Lord had fought against the enemies of Israel." Verse 29. Fear in this sense is having respectful awe of God, because he has proven himself worthy of it. You can't expect pagans to take God seriously if we don't. But when we do, whole people groups become less antagonistic and more amenable to hearing about him. Third, quote, "The realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around." Verse 30. So, joy in our hearts, respect from our enemies, and rest in our circumstances. Quite a day's work. Having said that, we're then reminded that there will ever only be one perfect king. Quote, "After this, concluding his 25-year reign," 2 Chronicles 20, verse 31, quote, "Jehoshaphat allied himself with Ahaziah, king of Israel, who acted very wickedly, to make ships to go to Tarshish, and they made the ships in Etzion-Geber," verses 35 and 36. But Jehoshaphat's economic unequal yoke with the son was as disastrous as his military unequal yoke with the father. As prophesied, quote, "The ships were wrecked," verse 37. Paul warns of the essentials of, quote, "faith and a good conscience, which some having rejected concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck." 1 Timothy 1:19. Faith takes God seriously. A clear conscience takes sin seriously. Paul knew about being shipwrecked for his faith, 2 Corinthians 11, verse 25. But warns us how to keep from making shipwreck of our faith.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.